Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 23rd week after the Sunday of Trinity Tuesday. Our scripture reading comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. So to keep me from becoming conceited because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conceited. 3 times I pleaded with the Lord about this, that it should leave me. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Our scripture lesson comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 through 10. "We put no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we commend ourselves in every way, through great endurance, in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, tumults, labors, watching, hunger, by purity, knowledge, forbearance, kindness, the Holy Spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honor and dishonor, in ill repute and good repute. We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing everything." Nothing better can happen for the gospel than for the world to oppose it with might and cunning. The more that sin and the devil assail my conscience, the stronger becomes the justice of my cause. For the sins that press upon me hurt me. This makes me all the more persistent in my prayer and cries to God. Hence, my faith and confidence in my cause becomes stronger and stronger continually. This is what St. Paul means when he states, "My power is made perfect in weakness." Inasmuch then, as we have a treasure which becomes stronger through temptation and adversity, we should never become afraid, but be of good courage and even rejoice in tribulation, as Paul also observes. If the devil were clever enough to keep quiet and simply allow the gospel to be preached without trying to hinder it, he would certainly have less trouble on his hands. For if the gospel is not attacked, it grows rusty and has no particular reason for manifesting its power and might. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we are by nature weak and beggarly, having nothing in us with which to oppose our enemies, the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. Make us strong, especially in the blessings of the gospel available to us in rich measure, in and through Christ our beloved Savior. Amen. You can purchase the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional as a gift for family and friends. Find the print edition and other resources at ambassadorpublications.org. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Join us for Christmas at FLBC, December 1st through 3rd, featuring performances by the Bible College and Seminary Choirs and the Symphonic Wind Ensemble. Register for free and find live stream information at flbc.edu/Christmas.